Algernon, thanks for joining us. We're kicking things off this week talking about an important industry to New Mexico, the dairy industry. There's been reports of a farmer who has had the groundwater contaminated impacting his dairy supply. Can you share more about that? What's happening there?
We picked up at the Sun News, we picked up some great reporting by Searchlight New Mexico. Hat tip to them. And they bring us the story of Art Skop, who's a dairy farmer in Clovis. Clovis, located in Curry County, which is a major dairy producing county for New Mexico, and New Mexico is in turn a major dairy producer for the United States. Well, at the moment, he is having to exterminate all 4,000 of his cows, and he's having to dump all of the milk because the groundwater beneath his farm, he found out in August, has been contaminated with what's known as PFAS. This is a chemical compound. It's used in firefighting foam and things like that. And he lives near Cannon Air Force Base, which had a major toxic plume open up underneath the base, and it's soaking through the groundwater. And this is happening at a number of military installations.
Are there other farmers in the area that are really concerned that they may be affected by this as well?
Concerned with good reason. This is a toxic plume that's moving quietly through the ground. It can affect other dairy farms in the county. It could also affect the Ogallala Aquifer, which is the nation's largest aquifer. And an awful lot of New Mexicans and people from seven other states depend on that aquifer for drinking water.
Oh, well, that's very important news. We'll stay updated on that as that story continues to unfold. Algernon, now I want to move on. We do have some sad news for folks who enjoyed going to Mesilla Valley Kitchen here in Las Cruces. It looks like it is closing its doors.
It has closed its doors. It actually closed its doors quietly on February 11th. An employee at the restaurant actually told me that they weren't given much advance notice. They simply finished the day, and that was it. Mesilla Valley Kitchen has been on East Loman Avenue since 1989, believe it or not. It's been there for a long time, serving breakfast and lunch. It was actually co-founded by Doug Weckerly, founder of the Wex restaurant chain. He's up in Albuquerque now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for more than 20 years, it's been owned by Jeffrey O'Brien, local businessman who apparently just found that it wasn't paying off, and the owner of the plaza reached a deal with him to end their lease a little bit early. He, the plaza owner, actually owns all of the restaurant equipment at the moment, and he's looking to find another restaurant to move into that space very soon.
I was really surprised when you told me this news, because every time I visit Mesilla Valley Kitchen, that place is packed.
Very popular place. Now, the plaza owner thinks, as well as the employee that I talked to, thinks that the minimum wage increase at the beginning of the year had some impact. But also, the restaurant industry is incredibly competitive and difficult. And apparently, according to the plaza owner, he just got tired and wanted to move on to something else.
Okay, Algernon, thanks for bringing us up to date with that. Now, I want to move on. You've wrote a column about this. Business co-ops. How are they? What are they really? And what type of industries are these really making an impact in?
This is interesting. So as we speak, there's legislature that has passed committee in the House, and the state Senate is now considering a bill to invest a little bit of money, $200,000, in teaching people how to set up and manage cooperative businesses. Now, there are different kinds of cooperatives. If you go to Mountain View Grocery, you know that you're participating in a kind of consumer-owned cooperative enterprise. But there are other kinds of co-ops as well. Producers might get together to share their resources to refine their products, or perhaps workers get together and they own and manage their own enterprise. And so this is a way to create a certain space in the capitalist system for workers to be the boss and serve the function of a board of directors and make decisions about production and surpluses. And it's a very interesting development.
Okay, Algernon, thanks for bringing us the news, the latest news on the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.